Hello, and thank you for the opportunity today to submit comments to the EPA on the matter of national importance. My name is Jeff Eastman. I'm President and Chief Executive Officer of East Kansas Agri Energy. It's located in Garnet, Kansas. It's about a 45 million gallon a year facility. It's in a rural community of Kansas, about 3,000 people. Today we find ourselves again debating the intent of Congress, the administration, and the facts. I'm here today to advocate for the status quo in keeping the 2014 renewable volume obligation. And I come today with a unique perspective. Similar to my colleague here on my right, I started in biofuels when there was less than a billion gallons being produced. And the thought of reaching 10%, well, doggone it, it just seemed unreachable. And all the obstacles put in front of us from the petroleum industry, the automotive manufacturing lobby, things have changed a lot, I guess. In addition to my years in biofuels, I've also run a biodiesel plant and spent a number of years on the international scene. And lastly, as a former United States Marine, I view the efforts of my industry as key to reducing our dangerous dependency on foreign oil. I have been a leader and continue to have hands-on, boots-on approach of the renewable fuels industry from all perspectives. So to say I have seen a lot is an understatement. This industry has grown more than I could have ever imagined. And it's all due to the renewable fuel standard adopted during the Bush administration. When the RFS was established, it always envisioned ethanol blends well over 10%. So I sit here today and scratch my head. The economic impact of the RFS has been dramatically positive for the U.S. economy, particularly in rural America and rural Kansas. In rural Kansas, the impact of the RFS has had on production agriculture cannot be overstated. I have witnessed the positive impact it has had on local economy in Kansas and throughout the Midwest. Before our facility was built, Anderson County was one of the poorest counties per capita in Kansas. East Kansas Agri Energy has committed substantial investment in the production of renewable fuels in Anderson County. East Kansas Agri Energy has helped the local community grow and thrive, showing the nation and the world that rural America and East Kansas is booming and leading area of innovation investment in future energy technologies. So this proposal has the potential to destabilize rural economies like ours. Again, we must move forward, not backwards, when it comes to developing alternatives to fossil fuels and foreign oils. We all know that the RFS and biofuels have created jobs that cannot be outsourced, which have helped ensure a robust rural America. East Kansas Agri Energy has continued to commit and invest in technologies and make modifications to increase the efficiency of our production. As we look toward the future and next-generation fuels such as cellulosic ethanol and other advanced biofuels, East Kansas Agri Energy is very concerned about the message this proposal is sending future investment and rural innovation. Quite honestly, it has already affected a decision that we've had and stalled our future work. It will have an impact of stranding billions of dollars of private capital invested in the United States by renewable fuel producers and related companies who have brought the industry from infancy to commercialization in just 5 years based on the stability offered by the 15-year policy adopted in law in 2007. In essence, when I look at this, it will increase, not decrease, the risk of investment in low-carbon cellulosic and advanced renewable fuels, as well as renewable fuel infrastructures. EPA must balance the goals of all federal agencies, elected officials, and successful goals of previous administrations. The Obama-led EPA will effectively circumvent all future growth and stamp out half of the goals of the 2007 RVO law. The impact, billions of dollars of idled capital, wasted time and effort, and the law and as law as it has been envisioned. I'm running close on time here. So after years of success from the RFS, we must not move backward. We must capitalize on current success and continue to invest in future development and commercial scale production of next generation biofuels. Absolutely. So why are we even here today, I guess I have to ask. It boggles the mind to understand why we have a completely successful program by any measure. All targets are being met, and we have compliance by all RVO parties. In summary, it's hard to come to Washington today as our company is small and really can't afford my time to be spent here today. Our investment in ethanol solves energy security, provides higher-value markets for our farmers, cleaner fuel, and a superior U.S.-based solution to energy and transportation. Congress has created the RVO. It is EPA's job to implement the will of Congress, not the will of the auto or petroleum industry. Thank you very much.